Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, we are. We're burning up hot and heavy as usual. Let me go right back to the phones now. Ken in Texas is next. Hello, Ken.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, sure.
Hey, people ought to get ballpoint ready. I'm going to give them something. Have you read those articles by Tom Flocco lately?
Which ones now?
Tom, last name is Flocco.
Oh, Tom Flocco?
Right, I spell for you, okay?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. I know him. Sure.
Okay, well, you ought to get him on your show. People should hunt Tom, Flocco.com. And he's got three articles on there about a dead federal prosecutor in Fort Worth and a dead federal prosecutor in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And it's 25 April and 30 April and 10 May. Three articles so far.
All right. I'll see if I can find out.
And you ought to get him on your show.
Well, I'll try.
Okay. Hey, another thing is the word Semite is not in 1828 Webster, and Semite is not in the King James Bible.
Semite, you mean with a C or an S?
S-E-M-I-T-E.
Uh-huh.
It's not in the 1828 Webster, and it's not in the King James Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And the word alms is not in the NIV.
What is that, the word alms?
A-L-M-S.
Right.
It's not in the NIV.
Yep. Okay, Ken, are you still there?
Yeah, they took it out.
Okay. Now, who took it out now, the revisionists of the scriptures?
Evidently.
Mm-hmm. And why? Why do they do that?
Yeah, I'm here.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. They took a lot of words out of the NIV. I collect them.
Yeah. How many different versions?
Pardon?
How many different versions of the scriptures do you have now, the translations, I mean?
I tell you what, if you go to Bible on the Internet and put in a word,
yeah.
There's Bible Finder, you can put the word and see if it's in that version.
Right.
And that's real easy to do.
That's a very good point.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
And it's quick to find.
Yep.
Yes. And I collect words that are not in the King James Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the words that are in the King James but are not in the NIV.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the New King James too, you know.
Yeah, they've changed that too.
Oh, yes, they have. Yes.
Yeah,
indeed.
Demon will pop up. It's not in the King James.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where the word came from. I know it was in a margin on Schofield's Bible. I don't even know what a word is. It a French word?
Which one?
D-E-M-O-N. Am I spelling it wrong?
Demon.
Yeah. It's not in the Bible.
No. Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. I can't argue with what you're saying because I truthfully don't know as far as all of the origins of the words and how they've been translated.
Yeah.
Some I'm familiar with, others I am not.
I wrote Pastor Higgy one time and told him the words that are not in the King James, and he kind of, this and that, but...
Yeah.
But I told him, Vatican's not in there, Pope's not in there, Cardinal's. He don't comment about that. And they're not in there either.
Right.
And neither is Mass, and neither is Cardinal and Vatican. They're not in the Bible.
I don't see the Cornerstone Church in Houston there in the scriptures either.
Well, that's true, but...
That has to tell us something.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Ken.
Nice talk.
All right, good talking with you, too, and right up against the break, so that's good. That's a quick call, quick and easy. And we will be taking your calls when we come back. Bob and Henry, Gene, and others. There is a line available right now at 1-800-313-9443. And Ted Pike has said, Jews are pressuring Bush to sign the hate bill. We just read it from the forward. And as he said, hey, last week it seemed the federal anti-hate bill S-1105 was slated by Democratic leaders to move through the Senate rapidly. Now... the opposite may be true, he said. The pro-hate bill supporters may want to delay it to give it time to lobby the White House and put enormous pressure on Bush to approve of a, quote, modified bill or renege altogether on his veto threat. We'll be back. Much more to come. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. And we are back now. We're talking about a variety of issues, and all of them are interrelated, as you can see. Let's go to Bob now in Missouri. Hello, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Rick. Yeah, I picked you up on shortwave, and I don't know if I was hearing it right. Were you talking about the French elections and that the conservative that was elected there? He was really a hardline Zionist, and he said...
Well, no. They don't say he's a hardline Zionist, but he is a supporter of Israel and its fight against Hamas and Hezbollah and so forth. So he's stepping right up to the plate right from the beginning. He got the largest Jewish support in France's presidential history. So that tells you something.
Well, do I hear you right? You're saying that if anybody says he's just a really if anybody says anything about the Jews in in France, they're going to really come down on him, or?
Well, no. The article, what it said was that he has in France, he has been a very staunch enforcer of France's new hate laws there and against anti-Semitism.
Really?
That's what the article said.
He's a Marxist then.
Well, I don't know if he's an out-and-out Marxist, but he certainly has his origins are from behind the Iron Curtain. So,
I was looking at that as a positive. I was on vacation, and so that shows, you know.
Well, you know, you always have to understand that when you want to analyze someone, a political potentate, you ask yourself, how is that somebody being handled by the media in this country? And that tells you quite a bit. If your intuitions are correct, that will lead you to some basic ideas. And I was not surprised or disappointed by what I read from the Jewish press. So,
well, I was hoping that he was elected because the French people wanted the Muslims, Islamic, out of their country. And
that's part of it. You see, now, some of the population, the Jewish population in France, they don't want these Muslims there either. They don't want the outsiders, quote-unquote, there as well, although they themselves have become, immigrants when they were outsiders to begin with, you see? So it all depends on whose ox is being gored. And that's what determines who's going to be president or prime minister.
Well, but, along these same lines, I don't know if you ever heard, I heard this about 4 or 5 months ago on another radio talk show, Alex Jones to be exact, saying that all of Europe had been threatened by Israel if they don't keep on paying, compensatory for the Holocaust.
Right.
Is that true?
Well, we have seen the articles. They've been in the American Free Press over the last several years by a university professor who was quoted as having said that we are not a, fourth or fifth-rate power. We are a third world power to be reckoned with, and we do have missiles pointed at every European city in Europe, every city in Europe. And they have, in effect, they have actually made a threat that the Iranians have never made vis-a-vis the intended use of nuclear weapons. So I think that is interesting how it's been ignored by most of the media, of course, in this country and most in Europe as well.
But he was saying, though, that they were using that, saying that they had to keep on paying Israel a stipend for past indiscretions.
They said that they would
bomb them if they didn't keep this up. Is this true?
Well, who knows? Really, to be honest with you, I don't want to put words in mouths unless I can see the actual documentation. But nothing surprises me when it comes to the state of Israel. Nothing. The leadership.
Well, they are the number one terrorist organization in the world.
There's
no ifs and buts about it.
Without question, yes.
And just in reference to what you're talking about in terms of that hate bill thing, right. I hope it passes, actually, because maybe some of these dumb goyim in this country will wake up as to, well, it's true, If you have cancer, Rick, wouldn't you want it to be something that's painful that you would immediately take action on it instead of something that was insidious going throughout your whole body, killing you?
Yeah, I get the point.
Well, you got it anyway. You know what? I think that bill that you're talking about, Nathan Shepard hate crime bill?
Yes. Well, it was Matthew Shepard.
Matthew Shepard, right? The guy, the homosexual. Anyway, yeah. I think that's S-1105.
Right, that's the Senate bill, yes.
And here's the phone number, just for those guys out there who might feel some resentment towards your country and your race and your religion. You might want to call the Senate at 877-851-6437. That's a toll-free number. Do you get that down?
Yep.
Okay, that's something. And that's supposed to be, what's the story on that? That's supposed to be voted on by the end of the week, you're saying, or something?
Well, it may emerge at any time, but right now they say that they're more concerned with buying time in order to influence a possible White House veto. So what they're doing is they realize they've got some time ahead, and they don't want to push it too fast because it may mean the death of the bill. They want to see it pass the Senate, but not until they can be sure that Bush will not veto the entire bill, but accept a modified bill. See, there's negotiations going on right now between the White House and the Senate. So that's what they're looking for. We want some bill, they say, rather than no bill at all. So be aware of that, all right? I got to move along.
Listen,
thank you, Bob.
Listen, thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, okay? 1-800-313-9443 is our number. Henry in Connecticut is next. Hello, Henry. You're next on the program, Henry.
Yeah, now I hear you. Okay, I hear the good pop.
Yep.
Okay. Hi. Did I hear him correctly? He mentioned something with Alex Jones about missiles pointed to those European countries. Now, the only thing I'll say with this, sometimes Alex does tell some truth, but sometimes he's not always accurate. Sometimes he's kind of sensationalist-like. And also, I don't appreciate what he did to John Stantmiller also.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what he took a shot at William Cooper, too, one time when he was on George Norrie. But getting past that, I heard that too. I don't know about all of Europe paying reparations for that so-called crap Holocaust, but I have heard that Germany did. I don't know if they continually
do.
But do they continually do right now?
As far as I know, to this very day, of course, they're still paying these recipients, individuals as well as the state of Israel, for reparations. Yes,
well, they should
absolutely
be paying nothing. Yeah, well,
no,
they
I agree.
Yeah,
in fact,
but
if anything, it should be the other way around.
Well, you know, the Jews suck the hell out of Europe. I mean, you know, I mean, that's what the royalty there.
Well, who says crime doesn't pay?
Yeah. Well, let me ask this, though. It's just Germany, though, right? You're not talking about all over Europe, like Finland, Sweden, you know,
well,
Austria, everywhere.
Wait a minute now. Wait, give them time, Henry. Give them time.
Oh, no. Well, that's what I'm saying. I
mean,
I
they're
think
still
Alex
working on the Vatican. They're demanding the Vatican continue to open up files about the so-called Holocaust, and they are still fighting against the you know, the deification here, not the deification, but the beatification of Pope Pius XII, and they're talking about suing other companies who were involved in making early computers that facilitated the trains that took people to the camps, and they're still talking about other litigation, and, you know, they haven't quit, believe me, and they're not about to quit until they have the whole world under their thumb, and that's what it's all about, control.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. I heard with Switzerland, with the Swiss banks, they weren't going to comply. And some of the see, the thing is, so
well, they did. They already did comply years ago. And Senator D'Amato from New York was a good water boy for the ADL. And then when they were through with him, they dumped him out of Congress as well. So the Swiss had to pay. They reached accommodations on several issues, but they did. They gave in. You know?
Yeah, right. But it's because they wanted to, though. I don't think it's not because they had to. See, the thing that's so fascinating about Europe compared to America in this regard is that I know here we have a government that works against the people too, but you have some of the people at the bottom that really do go along with the old ideology and think it's better as the country evolves and becomes, you know, multicultural and this and that. But the thing that's amazing with some of those European countries, and I read in the paper with that thing with Switzerland too, is that some of the older government officials there, they either linked with the Illuminati or whatever, they're into that stuff with the Holocaust and what happened and all that stuff, and some of it's lies anyway. But the people, and I talked to people even been there as well as, you know, people who visit there, America that came back, they're really not, they're not really that wild about Jews. I mean, the people, I mean, it's just they got laws to keep them quiet. But the you know, like what happened in Norway. Norway threw Israel out altogether. I mean, a supermarket chain, it was a business guy like ShopRite, they just boycotted, wouldn't sell any Israeli products whatsoever. They did that on their own. Now, this guy's a whole millionaire. He had his own chain. Nobody asked him to do it. He did it. Then all of a sudden, when they found out that Norway was spying on when Israel was spying on Norway, they kicked out the government now, then kicked out the embassy and everything. So they're not even there anymore. I don't know if the ADL is still there. They may not be there either. I don't know. But the people, it's really funny because if they were to, let's say, if this whole thing was like holding by a string, if it were to fall apart, okay, let's say the so-called hate crime laws, the people want to keep them in check, to keep them growing and evolving and all better humanity. I mean, that whole system, crap. If that were to fall apart, they would really see the true side of the people there. And I'm not saying you'd have like a World War II situation, but they really don't. They're really not wild about Jews. I talk to a lot, and I'm talking about friends. You know, do you realize that, and I won't go on and on, but do you realize in the synagogues, I heard Rabbi Spivak, Jakob Spivak on his show, he's no longer on the air anymore, he used to be on BCQ, he said about 2 years ago that the French government had to escort some of the Jews in France by machine gun. They have to take the yarmulkes off when they're coming in and out of the synagogues for their own protection. And, I mean, I think it's only a year and a half ago, I think he mentioned this. And I didn't realize that you had that many Jews in France. He's saying it's 600,000. I didn't think there was that many.
Well, the number actually went down from 700,000 a few years ago, but we don't know. The accuracy of so many reports is open to question. But, okay, thank you very much for the call, Henry. Appreciate it. We're going to move along, and we'll be back with Gene and John and you next at 800-313-1450. 9443. Keep your guard up. Rick Adams will be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
So the question that Ted Pike raises here, that really he refers to the foreword as well, is why is the Jewish community not afraid that Jews might be victimized by the federal hate bill? Simple. Since the Jewish ADL sets up hate crimes bureaucracies and controls them once they are established, Jews are virtually never indicted. Although Jewish Talmudic literature defames Christ and Christianity, and many Jewish leaders indeed fulfill every criteria of hate speech, blaming Christianity for anti-Semitism and the Holocaust, Jews in countries with hate laws have little to fear from expressing public hatred of or contempt of Christianity. On the contrary, since 1971, when the ADL created Canada's hate crimes Gestapo, outspoken members of the political right and more recently Christians live in dread fear of the Jewish professional complainers, as they call them, intent on catching them in a word or hauling them into a hate crimes tribunal court. So, clearly, he says, the pro-hate bill strategy is shifting dramatically, and now it's a nip-and-tuck thing. And it may be next week before the Senate considers the bill. It may even be a little later than that. Now, remember, they want to get this through if they can without a veto, because they won't be able to override a veto. They have to do it before August, before the recess. So bear that in mind. Let's go back to the phones now. Gene in Texas is next. Hello, Gene.
Hello, Rick. How
hey.
You doing?
All right, Gene. How are you doing, Gene Smith?
I'm doing fine, sir. I could be worse than I have been.
My goodness.
Anyway, I always say if you could be doing worse, I guess you're doing all right. But I just wanted to say that I love the debate, John Hagee. I wish you could get him on your program.
Well, I don't think that'll be possible. He won't come on a show like this.
I kind of said that tongue in cheek. I would like to tell Mr. Hagee and all these preachers like him, which there are many, of course, Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, et cetera, the New Testament, the Law and the Prophets say that the New Covenant would be given to the Israel people in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 33, that the Israel people would accept the New Covenant. As far as I know, in nominal Jew history, as a people, they have not done that. They have not done that today. As you say, the Orthodox Judaism Bible, Babylon Talmud, is the most anti-Christian book in the world. And by the way, there's a book out that people ought to get and read called Jesus and the Talmud by Professor Schaefer of Princeton University. Uh-huh. It just came out last month.
That shows
a lot of the anti-Christian statements in the Talmud, and they're numerous and very bad, of course. Jesus is called Ben Pantera in the Babylon Talmud, as he proves in his book Jesus in the Talmud, and that means the son of Satan, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we know who the real son of Satan is, and it wasn't Jesus, of course. I like to read a scripture, though, that I like to quote Mr. Hagee, any preacher like him also. It's in 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verses 1 and 2. And Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, that's the house of Judah, returned to his house in peace and to Jerusalem. And Jehu, the son of Hanai, the seer, went out to meet him. That's the king. He went out to meet the king of the house of Judah and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly,
yes,
and love them that hate the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." And that is why we're suffering the curses of Deuteronomy 28, because our people, the majority of them, unfortunately, they call themselves Christian, follow people like John Hagee, and support Israeli over there. That's not the regathering of Israel. They're not even Israel at all, much less the regathering of Israel, as you know, Rick. And they're supporting the ungodly. These people, the nominal Jews and their preachers, they're proselytes. Jesus said they're twice the child of hell. They're proselytes, these preachers. They're helping the ungodly by supporting them financially and verbally. And that's why we're having wrath upon our Caucasian Israel people, especially in America.
Yes.
And if you follow people like John Hagee that support the ungodly, your obituary is in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. If you want to read your obituary, you can do that. If you follow these lying preachers that support these antichrist people.
And what will their home be?
What, sir?
What will their ultimate home be?
Home be?
Yes, their
home.
Their
ultimate home?
Mm-hmm.
Their
unresting place.
Well, the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, and that's what Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21-23. He said, "Depart from me, I never knew you, that work iniquity."
Iniquity,
and,
right.
And that means the followers of these preachers also, not just the preachers.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's going to be a tough day, I'm afraid, Judgment Day, for a lot of these people. You know, they're having it made right now. They're raking in the big bucks. They're living in their ivory palaces, and they're popular. And, you know, that ought to tell you something in itself, Gene. If you're popular in this world, you must be doing something wrong, buddy.
That's right, sir. And their followers will be, go right into the grave, into eternal death with them. If you have the blind follow the blind, they both fall in the ditch. The Bible
Amen.
Also says that.
Amen. Well, we'll have you back on the show pretty soon, Gene.
I hope so, sir. I look
we will.
To that.
Thank you. All right. Thanks for calling. All right, we'll be back with more of the final half hour just 3 minutes from now. Jump aboard. Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we are back right now, and we're continuing our discussions here tonight, and we have quite a few callers. So let's talk to John in California. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi, mate.
How you doing, mate?
I'm okay.
Well, God bless you. Anyway,
thank you.
You know, it's really tough being a fake anti-Semite. I mean, because I mean, for one thing, I mean it's hard if you've got the fake Jews that you have. You know, I guess that would make one a fake anti-Semite.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, a slice of a news here.
Yes.
The ADL has just presented in its latest press release a new survey that. Europeans continue to be infected with anti-Jewish attitudes. And, you know, what is the cause of this infection?
I think the ADL might know.
I believe they do, Rick. And not only
they
that,
might even have something to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They did a survey of five European countries, revealed that a plurality of Europeans believe Jews are more loyal to Israel than to their own country.
Now, where would they get an idea like that?
I don't know. I suggest that a lot of, that more and more Goyim should go to Holocaust museums, because then they would know what it feels like to be a Holocaust museum survivor.
Well, they're almost on every street corner now.
Yeah, absolutely. So just the gist here, I just give you the gist of this little survey,
okay.
And I'll leave with one verse of scripture.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here is the four, main sentiments of this survey, four statements, which were under probably true or probably false. Jews are more loyal to Israel than to this country. Jews have too much power in the business world. Jews have too much power in international financial markets. Or Jews still talk too much about what happened to them in the Holocaust. And then the second two were, respondents were also asked whether they agree or disagree with the following statement. The Jews are responsible for the death of Christ, and if their opinion of Jews was influenced by actions taken by the State of Israel, and whether they believed that the violence directed against European Jews was as a result of anti-Jewish feelings or anti-Israel sentiment.
Uh-huh.
And a majority, now here's where old Abe gets, there's something stuck in his craw. A majority of those surveyed across Europe, 51%, believe that Jews are more loyal to Israel than to their own country, with a majority of respondents in Spain, Poland, and Germany saying they believe that this statement is probably true. It goes on to give the percentages from 2005 as to the percentages of 2007. In probably about 90% of the cases, all of them are up. All the percentage points on every single question are up, which kind of proves that this alternative media such as shows as yours and obviously the Internet and that is actually doing quite a wonderful job of alerting people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's true.
And now if I'll just... I also, just to throw this in as maybe a bit of a misnomer, but I think ballots, this perhaps is the last straw, because obviously we're under a dictatorship. I mean, there's no bother pulling the wool over people's eyes. It's, I think ballots is going to have a slight spelling change in the near future.
Uh-huh.
Somebody earlier on had... mentioned the absolute fact that there's an all-out assault, and I mean it's documented in several publications, and it's general knowledge amongst those who care that there's obviously since 1965, especially an all-out assault on the Caucasian people. I would just like to point out this scripture where there has always been aspersions and doubts as to cast upon the people of Caucasian persuasion. And I shall leave you then with this.
Mm-hmm.
Lamentations 4,
mm-hmm.
Chapter 4, verse 7. And as Jesus was supposed to be called, her Nazarites were purer than snow. They were whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies. Their polishing was of sapphire. And, I'd just like to leave that with you and say hello to all of your listeners. God bless them, and God bless you for carrying on the work.
Well, thank you, John, and thank you for calling. It's good to hear your voice again.
Right on, mate, and I shall be in touch when I... have something useful to offer.
Well, I know you're listening, as countless others are always listening but seldom call.
Well, God bless those as well. We'll pray for the Holy Spirit to maybe open up their mouths. The more the merrier, mate.
Hey, there you go.
Good night,
John. Good night.
God bless
you. Amen. Amen. You know what goodbye means? Goodbye is a contraction. God be with ye. I think that's supposed to be outlawed pretty soon. That may be considered hate speech, too, right? All right, let's move along on the program. David in Massachusetts. Hello, David.
How are you, Mr. Adams?
Okay, all right, David. Good to see you.
You old Rhode Islander.
Yes, yes, you're a neighbor.
That's right. I know the Rhode Island is called the Island State.
Well, it's called a number of things, but yes, that's one of them, yes.
Look at, now, about this hate bill.
Yeah.
I am willing, I've never seen the bill, but I'm willing to go out on the line and say this right now, that the bill is probably written in such general language that it's unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. It could mean a thousand things to a thousand different people. It's written in very, very general language, and I know that in the past, when judges have wanted to do it in the federal court and the state mm-hmm. Supreme Court, mm-hmm. they have declared laws unconstitutional because they're so vaguely written. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to bet money, I'm willing to bet my word right now that that hate bill is written in very vague and general language, and it really could be applied to anything they want it to.
Well, that's exactly right.
And it should be declared unconstitutional, and the whole thing is being pushed through because it's so vague that whoever is in power at federal or state level to whom they want it to apply, they'll just give it to you in the neck anytime they want.
Well, as we've seen now, the ADL has helped to have a cozy relationship with law enforcement across the country, from the federal government right down to your local community, and they also happen to have a great deal of sway with the federal judges and state prosecutors, state judges, and so forth. So they don't control them all, but certainly they have a very large influence with them. And the whole tenor of political correctness today, as you know, is aimed at whitey, at the Christian, at the male. You know, it's stacked. The deck has been stacked right from the beginning. We saw that with Duke LaCrosse and what they went through.
I'll tell you, we're paying a heavy price 200 years after for not having listened to people like Thomas Jefferson, who cautioned that of all of the defects in the Constitution. Now, right away, the most brilliant man that was ever president, and by far, because he's so far out ahead of whoever's number two, we don't even know who's number two, Jefferson said that of all of the defects in the Constitution, the greatest defect was regards to the federal judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't believe that the federal judges should have life tenure and control over every court action in the country if they want to. So what it breaks down to is this: we're paying a big price for giving these people life tenure. They shouldn't have life tenure.
Right, right. Well,
nobody should have life tenure.
And also they incorporated into the Constitution Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2, that would limit the judiciary and place it under the Congress authority when it came to appellate matters, all appellate jurisdiction, so that they have to go to Congress first before they can even hear a case on appeal, technically, you know. And they haven't done that because Congress has abdicated its responsibility.
Well, see, there you got a big point. Congress has abdicated its authority.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is a terrible thing because we've got too many people in Congress who shouldn't be there. And by abdicating the authority that you just mentioned, bringing out a very, very important point, they've just turned everything over. It's like, let George do it. That type of an attitude.
Well, that's it. See, it takes the heat off them. They figure, hey, the court has spoken. It's out of my hands. Baloney. That's the biggest lie and cop-out that one can imagine regarding the Constitution. That is false. Pure false.
And I want to mention something. Didn't you say something about a half an hour ago or maybe 45 minutes ago about you mentioned some reference to they've held up about something about Pope Pius XII's
the beatification, yes.
Now, I remember a few years back, I don't remember how many, but it wasn't that many years ago, the Israeli ambassador to the Vatican protested vigorously about the when the Polish Pope was in there, Cardinal Wojtyła,
yep.
The Polish Pope.
Yep.
There was some move about the beatification of Pius XII,
mm-hmm.
and then this ambassador from Israel to the Vatican protested vigorously
yes.
and said that it should be held up for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, they've got some people in the Vatican that don't have the courage to stand up for their own beliefs, and they're willing to kowtow to certain alien interests, and it's just plain cowardice. That's mm-hmm. all it is, oh, cowardice.
You know, ever since the play The Deputy came out around World War II, everything has been reversed now. You must be on the defensive, the churches must be on the defensive, and they are on the offensive. So that's where the ball game lies today, Dave.
I've got the book. I've got the English translation of The Deputy right
you do?
About four yeah. feet away from me.
Is that right, huh?
Yeah. They call it in German Der Stellvertreter. Mm-hmm. It was written by Rock Hochhut. Was some kind of a, I consider him an extreme leftist socialist. I think that's what he really was in real life. I'm not sure if the man's alive anymore. I've lost track of him no. himself. But that book, I'll tell you what, the book, it's very possible that that play is based on reality.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, the Pope Pius XII was not in any position to challenge Hitler. And some of the people in the German government who didn't like Hitler advised him to keep his mouth shut. And if I'm remembering my names correctly, it could have been Weizsäcker. You've heard that name.
Mm-hmm.
Baron von Weizsäcker?
Yeah.
He might have had a job in the
but you board. You don't even have to argue on that. But first of
yeah.
all, it's much more, much, much, much more complicated than that, because after all, there was a major war going on in Europe between the Soviets and the Germans, and a lot happened between both sides that is unfortunately swept under the rug today. All you have to do is just look at what the Soviets got away with in Poland and the Baltic republics, as well as Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia. You go right down the line, but the Germans were taking the heat for it because they were the ones that were on the receiving end. That's why. You lose the war, and history is lost, my friend. It's written only by the victors. And so it's much more complicated than just who was victimized and who was not. Everyone was a victim. And that's something that most people today, including many so-called historians, conveniently forget.
Well, an extension of your remarks is this.
Yes.
One time I mentioned on the other program that on February 10th, 1944, units of the United States Air Force bombed Castel Gandolfo, which is the Pope's summer residence,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
About 18 miles away from Rome, and they killed more than 700 refugees.
Yes.
And, of course, I try to find out something about this. One time years ago, I was in the National Archives, and I asked curator,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I asked him about this, about the information, and he told me there's no such information available. Now, that's an outright falsehood.
Yeah.
Then I tried to find something in the New York Times. I couldn't find that. This has been obliterated, apparently, in newspapers, despite the fact that there are plenty of Americans in the World War II crowd who know about this.
Mm-hmm.
But the United States government has chosen to, you know, look the other way. And there was no need for that bombing. And, of course, I don't have to tell you this. You know it. They knew what they were bombing.
Mm-hmm.
They knew exactly what they were bombing.
Right. Well, you know, had Germany won the war, there would have been a lot of people on our side who would have been executed for crimes against humanity. Make no mistake about that.
Yeah.
No doubt about that, Dave. Thank you for the call.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, checking in from Taxachusetts. Well, when we come back, we might just briefly mention, since this is Israel night, Arab countries offered full peace, Israel expands its colonization. So some interesting tidbits of information that we unfortunately are not getting in much of the so-called nightly news or the mainstream media here in America. And this is why people will never understand why there is such hatred against the United States in the Middle East today. So we'll do that when we return and wrap things up tonight on the program Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, 1-800-313-9443, though not much time for a last-minute call. But I did want to share a couple of brief news items with you to round out tonight's program, all right? And I promise you I will do that and elucidate you on this story. Arab countries offered full peace. Israel expands its colonization. Boy, you talk about a contradiction, huh? In action, not just words, but action always speaks louder than words, ladies and gentlemen. More homes are being planned on the occupied territories, and reality is what Israel builds, and when it does, it builds its colonies on occupied land that is illegally occupied. More Palestinians will be losing their rights to live in Jerusalem than ever. Ethnic cleansing when we return with more Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, well, here it is. Jerusalem City Council plans to build three new Jewish settlements on land it has occupied since the 67 war. In contravention of international law, it was announced just yesterday. The estates will be built on land that has been earmarked for a future Palestinian state close to Bethlehem and Ramallah. International law forbids, by the way, any construction on land acquired by war. But since 1967, Israel has built homes for around 500,000 Israelis in the West Bank and Jerusalem. The construction is planned to link existing Jewish settlements in Jerusalem with each other and with settlements in the West Bank, according to Saeb Erekat, head of the negotiations for the Palestinians. He says, today it is obvious that Israel wants Jerusalem only for some of Jerusalem's people. I wish Israel would do what majorities of both Palestinians and Israelis want, accept the, quote, two-state solution and accept peace. So, anyway, that is just one more nail in the coffin, you see, that is being thrust into Jerusalem. That's the city. That's the city you have to understand is essential to war, to worldwide control by Satan when he returns in his mercy seat there in Jerusalem. He'll be coming back as Christ. Remember, low as Christ, the Antichrist instead of Christ. That is why Jerusalem will continue to be under occupation by Satan and his children right up until that last day. So you have to understand that. That's essential. And John Hagee is helping this whole process out. He's saying that's the way we must behave as Christians. We support Israel into hell with all of the Palestinians and the Arabs and the Muslims and everyone except those wonderful people of God. So says John Hagee, my friends. Now you get a better understanding, a clearer picture as to why the United States is reaping what it is reaping in Iraq today, for starters. That's not the end, but just the beginning. So this move by Israel to plan more homes on illegally occupied land comes right now, when Condoleezza Rice is claiming that Israel wants peace and that this is a plan of peace that is being put forth by the United States and the Bush administration, that puts the lie to all of the rhetoric, my friends. All right, we are just about out of time, unfortunately. Fascinating program, as always. Great program tonight. Rick Adams, your radio avenger. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night. And also, don't forget, so far we have booked for Wednesday night. We have booked Bob Chapman, international forecaster. Get your questions ready for Bob. There is a lot to talk about. The Chrysler situation, and, of course, much more on the economic scene. So don't miss out. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. And until that time, this is your host, Rick Adams. Good night.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth.